This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Daily coronavirus deaths in Colorado are reaching levels not seen since the early days of the crisis. The state is seeing double-digit death figures nearly every day, and more hospitals around the state have reached capacity with limited ICU beds. Yesterday, Governor Polis spoke with the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci. He said a promising vaccine is coming soon, but in the meantime, Coloradans should double down on their efforts to keep the virus from spreading. Colorado's next Supreme Court justice will be Maria Encarnacion Birkencotter. Here's CPR's Megan Verlee.
Governor Jared Polis picked Birkencotter from three finalists recommended by a nonpartisan commission. She served as chief judge in Boulder until her retirement in 2017. Since then, she has worked for a private company that provides legal services. Birkencotter is Polis' first Supreme Court appointment. She takes the place of Justice Nathan Coates, who's reaching the court's mandatory retirement age. Once Coates steps down, every justice on the state's high court will have been appointed by a Democrat. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
New coronavirus restrictions will temporarily close some Denver attractions. Indoor venues like the Museum of Contemporary Art Denver and History Colorado will shut down to comply with the new public health orders. But outdoor attractions like the Denver Botanic Gardens and the Denver Zoo can remain open. The Denver Art Museum says they're still in talks with state health officials. And you're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.